Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. Hour number three. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Joe Messina will be back tomorrow. And you can find him and all of his incredible shows and guests and everything else that he's doing, articles, at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. But if you'd like to chime in tonight to talk about anything that we've been talking about, how are you feeling about the debt deal, folks? How are you feeling? Do you feel like the Republicans got a win here? Because a lot of Republicans don't. I think the Democrats are cheering. If you want to chime in and talk about that or any other issue, just keep it interesting, give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Old school. You use your phone. Call us. You know, one of the things that I was just talking about is how ABC Television, which is a Walt Disney company, is giving us two episodes of the 1619 Project on prime time ABC network television to determine and explain to you, because you need explaining to, that you have to understand why reparations are necessary, you white racist people, you. And I said at the beginning of that segment how these people are destroying our civil union, from ABC and Disney and Target and Kohl's and Bud Light. And the woke mentality within these corporations, where their marketing teams have been taken over by fairly recent grads from Oberlin School of Gender Studies, where these people are coming into corporations and dictating to you that you must understand BLM, you must understand diversity and equality and inclusion, and you must not increase your bust, you must abide. You must abide. Pop quiz, folks. Who said this? I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Of course you know who it is. Everybody knows who it is. We still have, surprisingly, a national holiday for Martin Luther King. I'm not sure why he hasn't been canceled over those words, which would today, judging by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, that is now racist or white supremacist. Much like the names of different towns and mountains and Confederate statues that have been removed. Yeah. The content of character today is deemed racist. Education Writers Association asks, are merit-based education admission practices racist? Why stop with merit? Everything is racist now. The Seattle Times is asking, is math racist? Medium is claiming that waking up early is rooted in white supremacy. Maybe we should all sleep in. So we're not racist. These people are insane. We're living in an insane, stupid, stupid world where everything is viewed through the eyes of race and gender. And we forget experience, forget skills. It's all about some random quotas that we must have, all in the name of diversity. In other words, judging people not by the content of the characters, but solely based on the color of their skin. Can you imagine what Martin Luther King is thinking if he was alive? I'm sure he's turning in his grave. We're a country that's filled with race hustlers, and they are voiced in our media and our pop culture and our social media. And leftists, especially white leftists that are virtual signaling, to force you, to force society to conform to these specific rules that they made up. I've got some examples more. I'll talk to you about it after the break. But if you want to join us and chime in and talk about this, the debt issues, anything else, give us a phone call here at Realside Radio. JoeMessina.com. Call us at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Folks, things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. And these woke corporations are fighting back. Fighting back. I got something I'm going to tell you after the break that one of the most powerful men in the world just said. And if you haven't heard it, you're not going to believe it. It will stun you. It will scare you. It will... Let's just put it to you this way. The idea of free will, which I believe in, maybe we should start questioning it. Maybe we should start wondering if we truly do have free will. Do you have autonomy over your life? I'm not so sure anymore. We're going to be right back after the break. 855-732-5563. Joe Messina Show at joemessina.com. Whiskey Dave in the chair. Don't go away.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
Joe?
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Messina Show, this is Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe on this Wednesday night, and you can find us at joemessina.com, therealside.com, and give us a phone call. I'll be here for another 45 minutes, count them. Give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're just getting in your car and you haven't heard the news, the House passed the debt ceiling bill with a large bipartisan majority. Yeah, the Republican bill that was passed with more Democrats than Republicans, by the way. 314 to 117. Some of the chamber's most progressive and most conservative members voted against the compromise bill. Not much of a compromise. Spending is still going to continue to go through the roof. We just don't want to learn our lesson, do we? And here's the problem. We don't learn our lesson. And corporations are not learning their lessons. You'd think everybody would have taken a look at the Bud Light situation and would have said, oh, hold on a minute, let's hold off on pushing this woke ideology down America's throats. But they're not. We saw what after Bud Light? We saw Target. And we saw Kohl's. And we're seeing a whole bunch of other large companies that are mandating their woke ideology, their trans ideology. And I've said this to you 1,000 times. You've heard me, if you've been listening to Jerry's show for years, you've heard me for years. I've been here since 2015. It's 8 years now, going on a decade. I've said this all along. I've got 0.0 problems with anybody that wants to live their life. You do you. What you do in your bedroom, you want to dress up like a woman, you want to tuck whatever that is, okay, go for it, man. You do you. Seriously, I've got 0 problems with that. Where I do have problems is when this ideology is now being promulgated to our children in classrooms, in the stores, in movies, in TV. Can't we just leave our kids alone? They're confused as it is. When I was 7 years old, I thought I wanted to be an astronaut. I can't do math to save my life. Would never pass an engineering degree. But what if I thought I wanted to be a female athlete? And I had parents that were like, oh, David's 5 years old, he's 7 years old, whatever it may be. Well, let's take him to the doctor and start pumping him full of hormones. What are we doing? People, wake up. But it is not going to stop. Because as I told you before the break, the people that are in power, the few remaining people that have so much of the power, it isn't the 1%, it's the 0.0001% that control 99%. The Larry Finks of BlackRock of the world. You know what he said? At DealBook, I think it was yesterday, he said, you have to force changes. You have to force changes. It has to be imbued in the culture of a firm. Behaviors across the entire firm in every region have to be similar, and every citizen of that firm has to understand what is acceptable. Is that diversity? Hold on a minute. I thought you were all about diversity. No diversity of thought? You have to force changes. You have to. He's forcing companies to universally comply with political dictates that most people disagree with. But because he's got the power, because he's created this ESG, this scoring system that companies, for some reason, think they have to abide by. Otherwise, there's going to be complaints by the far left against them. Oh, no, our ESG score has gone down, says Anheuser-Busch. Who the hell cares? This is why boycotts important. I've changed my mind on this. I used to think boycotts were a waste of everybody's time because a boycott will last a day or two and it's a minor blip. Look what's happening to Anheuser-Busch. Look what's happening to Target. They're losing billions, billions with a B. And I go to Target all the time for groceries, for staples. And I was driving there, muscle habit, muscle memory. I like their avocado ranch toast salad or whatever they call it. You know, when I want a quick salad in a bag and not have to cut up everything. It's great. And I drove there yesterday, and you know what? I'm driving there, I'm like, no, I don't think I'm going to give my $12, whatever it was I was going to spend on dinner, to Target. And I made it right, and I went to another store. Boycotts are important. Consumer pressure is vital today, because the only voice, the only voice you have is with your pocketbook. And yes, one person won't make a difference. Maybe 100 won't. But 10,000, 100,000, a couple of million. And now you're talking Anheuser-Busch losing billions. You're now talking Target losing billions. And it's working. It's working. We need to stop these woke companies that are being run by people like Fink, who are forcing this crazy, wacko, bizarre behavior on the masses of people, none of whom ask for it, don't want it, and prefer not to see it, who aren't awful people. We don't care what you do in the privacy of your own bedroom. Keep it there. Why do you have to use your sexual identity and perversions in many cases as a badge of honor in front of our kids? Leave it alone. We'll be right back after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Atlantic hurricane season officially starts Thursday. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is forecasting 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 of those becoming hurricanes. President Biden says extreme weather conditions, including wildfires, have affected millions of people.
This year alone, wildfires have destroyed an area almost as big as the state of Maryland. Over the past 2 years, a third of Americans have been personally affected by extreme weather conditions.
Nine teenagers have been arrested for the attack on two Marines in San Clemente over Memorial Day weekend in California. Orange County Sheriff's Department spokesperson Mike Woodruff announced the charges Wednesday.
It ranges from assault and battery all the way up to assault with a deadly weapon.
San Clemente Mayor Chris Duncan says five teenagers, four boys and a girl, are facing felony charges. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Well, sorry, folks, it isn't Joe. Sorry to disappoint you. It's Whiskey Dave in the chair for another 30 minutes here, filling in for Joe, as I do so often. And it's always a pleasure speaking with you, the good folks in the GCN Radio Network listening audience. Joe will be back tomorrow night, and you can find his shows at joemessina.com. And check out his advertisers on joemessina.com as well. And, you know, they're here to keep us on the air, keep Joe on the air, and that's what it's all about. If you got something that you want to talk about and you want to chime in this segment or the beginning of the next segment, now's the time to call, 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. You know, I was talking about before the break how we are now living in this world of insane quotas, and, you know, they are seemingly trying to ensure the compositions of organizations or professions reflect the exact same diversity as a general society, right? The exact, I guess, unless you're white. Of course, unless you want to be in a commercial and you're white, of course. Oh, I've got a lot to say about that. According to USA Facts, approximately 330 million people live inside the United States. By race, the U.S. is 59% white. So let's call that 60% white. 19% Hispanic, so let's call it 20, round it up. 13% black and 6% Asian. So that's where you get your roughly 100%. Again, roughly 60% white, 18% Hispanic. I'm sorry, 19%, 20, let's call it 20% Hispanic. 13% black and 6% Asian. So, according to those numbers, and according to the seemingly quota-based rules that the Larry Finks of BlackRock and Disney and ABC and Target and everybody else are now trying to impose upon society. They want, and the Oscars, by the way, the Oscars. Oscars are no longer allowing movies that don't have the exact specific quota that they're demanding to be nominated for Oscars. I mean, we're talking about half of the most incredible movies that we all loved, Godfather and Drugstore Cowboy and you name it, Midnight Cowboy, I should say, Titanic. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. None of those movies would have been up for Oscars with these new rules by the Academy of Film. And what these people really are saying is that we need some kind of a law or a constitutional amendment requiring every organization from the NBA to the LA Times editorial board to reflect the ratios of diversity. But if we are going to use the exact ratios of diversity according to the 330 million people that live in the United States and how they're broken down, wouldn't that be, in fact, harmful to them? You know, according to the race hustlers and the virtual signaling leftists that are trying to force society to conform, mandate to these specifics that they're demanding on us here. The ratios is what they demand. Maybe they want to take it even further. Now, I'll give you some examples. The prestigious, maybe once prestigious, American College of Surgeons is pushing critical race theory in the medical world. You know, their mission, which they should be promoting, is to serve all with skill and trust. This is the American College of Surgeons. It's a long-standing surgical organization that has now declared itself as structurally racist. There was a doctor that was on Fox News, and he said, all we hear about is, oh, a black patient should have a black doctor. How about a black patient should have a good doctor? Isn't that all a patient wants, no matter the color of their skin? Regardless of the color of their skin, patients want and should have the best and most competent doctors operating on their bodies. But instead, future doctors are being admitted to medical school now based on their skin color, based on nothing other than their skin color instead of the character or demonstrated knowledge. As medical schools are now increasingly ignoring MCATs, the MCAT scores, and grade point averages, favoring diversity over competence. If that doesn't scare you, how about this? Airlines are doing much the same. They're training and they're hiring pilots, the people that fly you in a steel tube at 33,000 feet in the air for 6 hours. They're hiring pilots based on diversity quotas rather than competence. Listen, this is not an argument against diversity. All things being equal, it is absolutely 100% reasonable to diversify the profession or your work environment. But do we need to lower standards for particular groups? Lower the required skills and competence of that profession? Should we be lowering the standards for airline pilots or surgeons when we're literally talking about lives, lives on the line? Then this isn't just in corporations. This isn't just in corporate America. The likely next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Charles Q. Brown, Jr., is all in on quotas. Daniel Greenfield reported, Brown's quotas limit the number of white officers to 67% and cut white men down to 43%. Brown's quotas limit the number of white officers to 67% and cuts white men down to 43%. Is that going to provide us the most competent, the best, the bravest military? General Brown's rage over once being questioned about a parking space due to either his civilian clothes or his skin color? He was furious over the fact that because he was wearing civilian clothes, he thought that he was questioned about a parking spot because of his skin color. This man is wearing a chip on his, carrying a chip on his shoulder, and this is now going to be the next Joint Chiefs of Staff? Under this man's military, you're probably not going to see the likes of an Eisenhower, a Patton, MacArthur, Nimitz. Because why? Because their skin color is wrong. This is a crazy time, a crazy world, and we're all living in it. Suck it up, Buttercup, because there's more coming. Got one more segment coming up here after the break. JoeMessina.com, Joe Messina Show, Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. I'll be right back after the break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Oh, hopefully it's not going to hail. How you guys all doing? You having fun out there tonight? How are you feeling about things? Are you nervous? Are you upset? Are you angry? Or are you just sipping your whiskey and watching the world go by and not a care in the world? Well, if you're the latter, jealous of you. I am. I want to finish tonight talking about a concern that I have. And I know it's a concern that many people have, especially if you are considered a conservative, somebody that voted for Trump, maybe not once but twice, and still support him to a certain degree, but you're taking a look at what has been happening. You know, listen, Trump has always been Trump, and he's always lashed out and called people names and doing what Trump does. And I thought it was very refreshing in 2015 and 2016, and it certainly got people's attention. That's probably why he won the election. 2020, it didn't work as well, obviously. And, Trump was, the election was stolen. What are you talking about? Yeah, he shouldn't have been that close. And we could talk about all those reasons why. COVID, we can talk about the economy, we could talk about that. There's a lot of reasons why he lost or isn't in the White House, however you want to phrase it. But just in the past 24 hours, the cringe factor, for me personally, has hit its nadir. First, he goes after what I thought was Kayleigh McEnany, maybe the best press secretary of his administration. She was spot on. She didn't suffer fools in the press White House room. She took it to the media. And she was a good advocate for a relatively unstable genius, Trump. And that was yesterday. And then today, I don't know where this came from. I don't understand it. I assume this is real. It came from Truth Social, which is Trump's version of Twitter. And he states, May 31st, ICYMI, in case you missed it, Truth from President Donald J. Trump. Have you heard that quote-unquote Rob, not Ron, Rob DeSanctimonious wants to change his name again? He is demanding that people call him DeSantis, three E's, rather than Da, D-A, Santis. I actually like Da better, a nicer flow, so I'm happy he is changing it. He gets very upset when people, including reporters, don't pronounce it correctly. Therefore, he shouldn't mind DeSanctimonious? Question mark? What? Huh? Is he drunk? No, he doesn't drink. So this is the candidate that's apparently 40 up, points up on DeSantis? I don't understand why he's voicing what seems to be his shower thoughts or whatever. I don't know what that is. As press releases. And we're sitting here going, senile Biden is incoherent. And he can't form a thought without a teleprompter. And Trump is, what's he doing? What's he doing? It doesn't make sense. How about this rule? New rule, as Bill Maher would like to say. No more septuagenarian or octogenarian presidents. How about that? Maybe early 70s. But this is just embarrassing. Are you surprised? Or do you say, it's just Trump. It's just Trump. That's what he does. It's his shtick. He assigns silly names to his perceived enemies. I like him. He's a fighter. You know, I'm going to ignore the fact that he doesn't pick good people, but he's a fighter. Listen, I've said this all along. I'll vote for him if he wins the primary. But, boy, is he making it unnecessarily difficult to do so. And I know a lot of people, in fact, everybody I know, who are conservative and they voted for him. And they all feel the same. I don't know what he's doing. It seems petty. There's those people that are out there that are like, it's four-dimensional chess, man. It's four-dimensional chess. He knows how to take it to his enemies. Well, unless maybe the four-dimensional chess is laying the groundwork for being declared incompetent to stand trial, he sounds crazy. sounds ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. It's like, remember when he was president? Covfefe? What was it? Covfefe. It was like a 3 o'clock in the morning tweet, one word. And for the next week and a half, that's all everybody was talking about. One word. It's coffee? Covfefe? What? Huh? What? Huh? And the media, they were just squawking. Covfefe, covfefe, covfefe. What does it mean? Three-dimensional chess, four-dimensional chess. The man's brilliant. The man's an idiot. He's smart. No, he's not. I don't understand, honestly, what people... Listen, I've said this 1,000 times. If you've heard me before, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. I support the man's policies. I thought he was a good president. I thought he was a great president when it came to his policies. He took it to NATO. He took it to North Korea, the Norks. Russia didn't do any invasions in those 4 years. We had the Abraham Accords. That will happen. That will never happen. And Israel is now friends with half of the Middle East instead of enemies. We tightened down the border. We passed tax cuts. The economy boomed. A lot of good things happened. Whether you hate Trump or love Trump, a lot of good things were implemented by Trump. So why does he make it so darn hard to support him? Because I don't know anybody that wants 4 more years of this rambling crap. We know Biden is clearly in cognitive decline. But I see things like this, and it makes me wonder about Trump. It's childish. It's not presidential. And folks like me, who are right-of-center free market types, who will support the most conservative candidate, are cringing. And if you don't see that, if you're yelling at the radio or your car right now because you think I'm some rhino, then you're like some branch Trumpividian or whatever they want to call you. I mean, you got to stand up and take a look at reality here. This man is unhinged with this crap. Why is he going after Kayleigh McEnany? We all loved her. She was a fantastic press secretary. She was his biggest advocate. And whatever you feel about Ron DeSantis running for president, he's the most successful governor in the country. He refused to shut down during COVID at a time when none of us were 100% sure what was going on. We knew something was off. We knew something was wrong. We knew it was bad. But we didn't wear our masks because we didn't want to be pushed into wearing a face diaper because we knew that there was something wrong with what was coming out of the CDC and the White House. Ron DeSantis, he could have lost his job immediately because of that. It's not like walking into the Walmart without a mask and being brave. No, Ron DeSantis stood up. And I'm not suggesting I'm the biggest Ron DeSantis fan. I will vote for the most conservative who is nominated. But my God, President Trump, you're making it really unnecessarily hard to want to vote for you. Folks, it was a pleasure being with you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back. Joe will be back tomorrow night, and I'll be back when I'm back here. I've got to look at my calendar. Have a great, wonderful rest of the week. God bless. Take care.